get, I mean, not only these 3 days, but all these off-season workouts and stuff. How do you feel about the way everything's shaped up?
We, you know, I think our players understand now what our system's all about, how we're going to work, what we're going to expect of them, you know, on a daily basis. And, you know, I think they finished today the way that we would want them to finish, which was, you know, there were some mistakes out there, but it certainly wasn't because there was a lack of energy or lack of enthusiasm and a lack of effort, because that's exactly what we've seen all spring, and it's a tribute to them and a group that we put together, and I think they've really meshed together well as a team.
Named any other starters that we should know about?
No. It'll be an interesting training camp for us, because we've got a lot of good football players at the same positions, and those guys understand their roles in terms of battling for those spots and the playing time that they're going to try to earn. So, you know, we're looking forward to that, and there's a lot of battles that we couldn't really, you know, figure out in the spring because we don't have pads on. So, a lot of things to be figured out, but we're looking forward to it.
Tremendous amount of depth at running back. Is that one that will really develop once the pads start, because you can only see so much out
there? The thing that will develop is that all of them will play. Everybody that deserves to play in the backfield is going to play. We've seen that trend happen in the National Football League, and Denver last year, you know, had so many backs going IR. In New England, we had the same thing. So, you know, we can't have enough good backs, and we feel like we got a pretty good stable there, and we're going to work the heck out of them in training camp. And the guys that are deserving of the roles that they earn, they're going to be playing a lot.
Are you where you want to be going into training camp? Do you wish you had one more of these?
No, I think the players and the coaches have worked extremely hard to try to get to where we're at, which is, we still got a long way to go, but like I said, I think we know a heck of a lot more about the players that we're working with. They know a lot about the system and the way we're going to try to use them. But I think that we've put in our work, and we're going to try to finish the off-season program here the next couple weeks and try to relax a little bit before training camp, and look forward to that when we get back.
Are you hoping to have a face-to-face with Brandon Marshall?
I'm never opposed to any face-to-faces with any players, ever. If that's something that happens here in the near future, I'd look forward to it.
Do you think you need one?
I don't know. We'll see. The communication lines are definitely open, and we'll see what transpires here in the next few weeks.
How do you like having Rod Smith out here?
That's great. I mean, we've had a few different guys visit us here at minicamp and in our passing camps, and anytime guys like Rod Smith come around, I think it's a great influence for a lot of our younger players. I'm just looking at two young players right there, first year, second year player, talking to them, and anything they can learn from Rod Smith is going to help us out as a football team and help those two people out as people.
What do you get out of a day like this where you do a lot of just game situations?
I think the players, you know, it's definitely, there's a lot of pressure on being accountable for what you're supposed to be a part of. You know, we're in every kicking situation you can possibly create today, so they had to know where they belong, first, second on the depth chart. You know, we put a lot of pressure on the defense and the offense to know some different little situations that we put into those drives, and that's really how close games in this league are won, because you know most of them are determined under 7 points, and if you can win those one or two play situations, you have a chance to win the game. So our players know a heck of a lot more about situations now than they did when we started, and I think that there was a lot of good things that we saw today.
Josh, can you talk about how pleased you are with Chris Sims and where he's come in, and obviously Kyle got the job, but
yeah.
Chris, the way he's competed.
Well, I don't. Kyle, let me make this clear. Kyle didn't get the job. Kyle's the number one quarterback right now. You know, and I think that Chris understands that, and Kyle understands that. And I promise you this: the best quarterback that we have on our roster on September 13th will be playing in Cincinnati. I don't know who that's going to be, but as of right now, it's Kyle. Chris's work ethic, the way he's come in and approached this, has been great. Kyle's the same way. Same thing with the young quarterback. I think, you know, those guys know the situation they're in. They're battling just like you would expect them to, but they're also professionals, and they're good people. So it's a great competition to have. It's going to make both of them better, and ultimately one of them the starter.
Has he done it better than maybe you thought for a guy that really hasn't played that much?
No, I don't think better, worse, anything else. I mean, you know, our expectations for the quarterback are extremely high, whoever it is. So, you know, he's done some good things, and he's struggled some. So it's the same thing with every quarterback I've ever been around, and we're going to push him to try to improve and get better. And he has a lot of improving he can do, but his attitude and his work ethic are going to allow him to get better.
Can you give us a quick evaluation on these guys that are converting from defensive end to linebacker, how they've come along?
Yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of them are foreign to the position, but not quite anymore. You know, they were in March, but I think most of them are getting more and more comfortable every day. I think we're going to see a tremendous amount of improvement from that group from the beginning of August to our first game of the season in September, and then hopefully throughout the year, because they are playing a little bit of a different style, standing up, walking out, doing some different things in pass coverage, and then certainly we're trying to utilize their strengths, you know, their rush ability, the fact that they're bigger. We're certainly bigger because the people on the edge of the line of scrimmage this year, you know, could weigh 275, 270 apiece. And that always gives you an advantage when a team wants to try to line up and just maul you off the ball. So we feel comfortable with where we're at with that group. I think that group really is a great group in terms of working against each other. There's a lot of competition there. Every one of them is unselfish right now, and we're looking forward to seeing how that thing gels. But it wouldn't surprise me if we had multiple guys that deserve to play in each game, you know, at that position. So, again, it's exciting, and it's something we look forward to in training camp.
That position could be as open as any.
You got it. You got it. I mean, anywhere on the roster, really, if somebody hasn't really just carved out an incredible niche for themselves, we're going to let it go to an open competition at training camp, because I think that's going to make our players better. You know, if you feel the heat from behind you, you better go out there and have a good day of work every single day that you're out there in training camp, and that position is certainly going to be one of them. Thanks, Coach.